This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What do you remember most about 9/11? This day, 16 years ago, what do you remember? One texter says, play the president's address to the nation that first evening that defined his response and resolve and defined 9/11 and his presidency. God bless America. That is pretty good. Pretty good. I agree with you. How about you? What do you remember most? Let us know at 800-228-0550. A lot going on today, but we are going to remember and always will remember 9/11. Did anybody see the Steve Bannon interview last night, on 60 Minutes? Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. I want to run through some of that. We're going to chat with Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners. You know, the whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest uproar was over, supposedly at least, the idea that the people that opposed it were worried about water and quality of water and, you know, tainting the water and a spill that would, you know, all that. That, you know, I actually don't think that was it. I think that was a good one to use, but nonetheless, that's what they use. Well, in my mind, the media never really did through that whole thing was go say, okay, well, that's what sparked this. Is that a legitimate fear? Should we worry about that? Right? And so nobody, Jim Roars is calling me, for crying out loud. I almost should answer the phone. Do you know who Jim Roars is? He's a state legislator. He's a nice fellow. He's a good guy. I saw him actually Friday at the University of Mary, along with his beautiful wife, Sandra. Sandy is the better half. Especially now. So Jim Roars, I love you, Jim Roars. But do you not know I have a radio show? Is that not like the ultimate insult, Todd, when somebody calls you? Maybe it's just to leave a message.
Well, but you know, that might be. Or the other thing, too, is sometimes people just, they hear that number, so that's what they call, not realizing, oh, wait, that's the text number, not the call number. Because I get
anyway,
plenty of calls
if you,
the show,
it,
too.
Do me a favor, anybody that knows Jim Roars, if you see him today, just say, don't you know Hannah's on the air? 9 to 11, for crying out loud? Why do you need to run?
Yeah, how many years has that been now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're talking like 1988, for crying out loud. I'm not. Oh, he did leave a voice.
Call me Rush Limbaugh after 11. He's busy every day. Don't do it.
Anyway, the phone was in my pocket and everything was ringing. I apologize. I totally lost my train of thought there. What were we talking about? Steve Bannon? Oh, yeah. So Steve Bannon was really, 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 it was just very intriguing. And, you know, the guy's a genius. And I know some people that hate Trump are going to spit out their coffee when I say that. But it's very obvious to me. Now, he has a very, very stern view of, you know, for instance, nationalist, some call it, a view of America first. Right? That might be a little bit stronger than even I'm at, because I think there are times when you have to say, look, Iraq, if you take out Saddam Hussein, you take out the terrorists, then maybe you don't have another 9/11. I think you have to you have to do that in a calculated way. I think thanks to North Dakota oil and the oil and gas production that happens today in this country, in the shale play, would make that decision. Maybe 16 years ago, you'd do it a little differently. You'd do it a little bit differently. But that having been said, I just think the guy's a smart guy. I think he's a really smart guy. And I think you get that clearly from the interview with Charlie Rose on 60 Minutes last night. And Charlie Rose didn't really know what to do. He didn't really know what to do. So that's pretty big time. So anyway, we'll run through that a little bit. Was I talking about Matt Ramsey or was I done with that? So anyway, Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners is going to talk about the fact that we never really did talk about the fact that the pipeline was safe, and the media didn't either, ever. So that too. And then a fellow by the name of Dave King, He's from Battle Lake, Minnesota, has a home there still. He listens to this program, evidently, because he bought a hot spring spa from our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, which we talk about. And the good folks at Hot Spring Spas, once you become a customer, you're a friend for life, see? And so Dave's down in Florida now, actually Naples, and the folks from Hot Springs told me about him and said, hey, former customer of ours that listened to your show is down there, and he's really at the epicenter of it. So he's going to join us to talk about what's going on in Florida. And by the way, the governor of Florida just a moment ago said it's not safe to go outside. It's not safe to go outside. Stay inside. So there's still, you know, evacuation order and residents being told to shelter in place and everything going on in Florida right now as we speak. I wish he'd tell some of those goofballs in the media that are like, yeah, it's really bad out here. I can hardly even stand up. And one last thing, Todd. What haven't I mentioned today that I should have mentioned by now?
Dude, you call my name and my headphones fall on the floor here, so I totally missed what you said.
There's only one thing I haven't mentioned that I probably should have mentioned. I talked to Phil Parker earlier on KFIRE about it, but not on this program. What do you think that would be?
Caramund?
You continue. You should add her title.
Miss America.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hey, I've been throwing my picture of me and her around all over social media to death.
Todd and Miss America, ladies and gentlemen, are super glued tight. You can't even believe it, so make sure you check out our social media. She's been on with Todd before, and she won. She's a Bismarck native. I mean, is it great to be us or what? This is such a, like, we have incredible things going on in North Dakota. We even win Miss America, for crying out loud.
She does need to, we need to educate her just a little bit more. She's got too much of the Ivy League.
Oh, definitely.
Brown University.
Definitely, but it doesn't matter.
Climate change.
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand, but that's why she won. She's a smart girl.
Well,
she's
got
to say all that stuff to win.
That's why, in fact, I just got done telling an iHeart colleague of ours on social media that, hey, look, it threw a bone to the judges, and somebody else right away put, yeah, she probably won based on that. Yeah, maybe she did. Maybe she doesn't actually believe that stuff.
I'm choosing to say a North Dakota girl is Miss America. That's pretty
good. Exactly.
And setting all the other stuff aside. 800-228-0550. What's the swamp? I want to know what the swamp is from the perspective of one of the chief brainiacs in Trump world.
Have you cleaned the swamp? Well, first off, okay, the swamp is 50 years in the making. Let's talk about the swamp. The swamp is a business model. It's a successful business model. It's a donor, consultant, K Street lobbyist, politician. Seven of the nine biggest, most wealthiest counties in America ring Washington, D.C.
What are you talking about when you talk about the swamp? You're talking about the lobbyists and the people.
The permanent political class is represented by both parties. You're not going to drain that in 8 months. You're not going to drain it in two terms. This is going to take 10, 15, 20 years.
And I think they'll talk about that more. That's pretty good. Another thing I hear all the time for people that don't pay a lot of attention to politics, but are, you know, sort of watching the presidential, you know, changes that are going on after the election, and they say, you know, I like Trump. I think he's really got everything going together. But he should just get off that Twitter. He shouldn't be on Twitter. That's not presidential. It's not. Listen to the answer of Steve Bannon on that.
I think what he does on Twitter is extraordinary. He disintermediates the media. He goes above their head and talks directly to the American people.
It's not a question of going over the head of the media. It's what he says.
It's what he says. No, it's what he says that you deem that the mainstream media, the pearl-clutching mainstream media, the pearl-clutching mainstream media, what they deem is not correct, what they deem is not right.
No, it's not a question of being right or not right. It's
what's appropriate.
It's not a question of appropriateness.
It's what you deem.
It's a question of whether it's in his interest. That's the point.
You know, it's interesting to me. Listen to the scolding tone of Charlie Rose. Do you think an advisor to Barack Obama or Bill Clinton would ever get talked to in that fashion? Let the guy talk. You don't have to agree or disagree with him. I want to hear him. I want to hear the guy. And then decide. But that answer was really good. He went on to say, look, it's a net positive. Some bad stuff comes out, but it's a good thing. And I think we need to understand the reasons behind that. It's a tool to get beyond the mainstream media. What do you call them? The pearl Clutching media? I've never heard of that before. What does that mean? Is that another term for bedwetters? Maybe his is better. Ted in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I don't know if anybody's listening to any other media this morning, but there is no coverage of 9/11. And so if I was John Q. Public, I would suggest that you pull all your ads away from all the other media that they don't want to talk about the terrorist situation, because that's friends of Obama, that the media, that the liberals. I am really sick of this one-sided crap that, like, ABC. I clicked on every channel this morning, and the only people that were covering 9/11, reading the name, all that stuff, was Fox.
Yeah, and good for Fox. I wonder, some of that might be hurricane-related, Ted. But in general, you're right. Absolutely, they're forgetting it. Thanks for the call.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. You have choice when you fill up, and some great deals to boot. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We'll go back to Florida and hear from someone that's living through the nightmare of Hurricane Irma. More 9/11 commemoration plus Chris Berg coming up on What's on Your Mind. But first, as promised, Matt Ramsey, President, Energy Transfer Partners, on the epicenter of why there was a protest at all on the Dakota Access Pipeline and whether that was really that warranted. Matt, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
The term water is life is used quite frequently by protest groups. And from the, you know, the top of the pile, the ones that are raising all these funds to then get boots on the ground to spread the hate and have these images sent all across the country, all the way down to, you know, different Native American groups. And that surmises that somehow because of the pipeline that the water source is threatened. What do you say to that basic allegation that started much of the protest behind the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Well, Scott, I'd say this. I don't think that there has been a pipeline in the United States that's been more critiqued than the Dakota Access Pipeline. We took extraordinary measures, as you may know and probably do know. The process of permitting the Dakota Access Pipeline probably took in excess of 3 years. And we had countless conversations with groups, including Native American groups, regarding this pipeline and going to the kind of core issue of safety and route, and also with government officials, most notably the Corps of Engineers. They're the governing body for this type of project, and we work with the Corps of Engineers on a regular basis. And so we took extraordinary measures here to take a route that was the least disruptive with regard to artifacts, with regard to burial grounds, with regard to anything. And, you know, Native American country in North Dakota. And so the extraordinary precautions that we took are necessary. But when you look at Waihi, you know, we specifically routed the pipeline through an existing energy corridor where the pipeline crosses Lake Waihi going up to it, across the Cannonball Ranch there. There are two existing natural gas pipelines that cross under Lake Hawaii at that point in time. There's also an electrical transmission line. So that area in advance of the lake has been disturbed. I think it goes back to the 70s, I think, is when those pipelines were put in place. And we took that corridor specifically to avoid disturbing anything out there on the ground. And then we buried the pipeline with a process we call HDD, which is an acronym for hydraulic drilling, to a depth of 90 to 115 feet below the base of the river. So you're getting down into the bedrock, and it's an expensive process, but it's also the absolutely the safest way to transport hydrocarbons under a water body. If you think about that as opposed to trenching where you have, you know, the pipe exposed to elements, this is statistically, they'll tell you this is far safer way to transport hydrocarbons. And, you know, it's just impossible to bring those hydrocarbons from the Williston Basin down to the Gulf Coast of Texas, where the demand for light crude is, without crossing the Missouri River at some juncture. And we felt like that the route we picked and the route that the Corps of Engineers approved was absolutely the best one available to us, and the one that caused the least amount of disruption and was the safest and did the most to protect the water that of the citizens of North Dakota. So, you know, I'll say this. I think this is something that needs to be said. I can tell you the team at Energy Transfer Partners from the bottom to the top, we're as concerned about water rights as anyone else. We live and play in the outdoors too, and, you know, we're as environmentally concerned as every other citizen out there. So we don't tread on these things lightly. We're in the business of moving hydrocarbons from one place to the next, but I think we are the most responsible company for doing just that in the nation. So we take these environmental concerns very, very seriously.
You know, you talk about 90 to 115 feet below and the bedrock that separates the water and the pipe. So what kind of precautions are there if, in fact, there is a breach at some point on the pipeline? Besides the, you know, the distance and everything you've gone through, there's additional precautions.
That's correct. So if you go on either side of Lake Waihi, the pipe actually comes out of the ground and you have a pipeline valve at that point in time. And we have certain requirements that are put upon us by the regulators to be able to both manually close those valves and then close them electronically. So we monitor the pipeline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we actually have a situation where if you were to have a leak in the pipeline, we would know it through our SCADA system. So we can tell if there's a pressure drop in the pipeline, which would indicate to you, obviously, that you have a release in some form or fashion. But if you think about that, the practicality of all that is, I think that probably people see oil spills and what happened with BP in the Gulf of Mexico, where they see this continuous spill of oil that's coming out of a reservoir. That wouldn't be the case with a pipeline like Dakota Access. In this case, you would have, if it were under Lake Oahe, you would have a defined certain distance between those two valves. And by the way, those valves can shut automatically, or they can be shut manually. And then you have a finite amount of space, which is can do the engineering and the arithmetic to say, okay, if there's this much distance between the two points, and there's this much volume in the space of that much pipe, that's the limitation on how much could escape if you had something catastrophic happen. The chances of that happening are just minuscule. And so it's kind of a misnomer when people believe that you have a leak and you're going to have a kind of a continuing leak. That's just not the case here. There's a finite amount of product that's in that pipeline between those two points. And then you start talking about the reality of something like that happen. Once that pipe is in the ground, and we do a lot of things to the pipe in terms of we use extra thick pipe walls. We do cathodic protection on the pipe. We coat the pipe. We check it regularly. And so the chances of something like that happen are very, very small. And I believe that a lot of people that were protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline and brought up this issue of water's life and that we're endangering their water just really don't know the facts, and particularly the facts around the safety of this particular pipeline.
I said the same thing to people who would call and, you know, raise concerns. I'd say, look, if you literally, honestly, are about this issue, not about, you know, wanting to keep it in the ground or some of the other extreme viewpoints of some of these groups. If you legitimately are against this pipeline because of a concern for the water and a concern for a breach at some point, then you best not drive ever again. Because statistically, getting in a car and driving somewhere, you have a much greater danger of an accident than there is of, you know, a spill on this particular pipeline. And that just statistics bear that out. I mean, even if we go to, okay, how do we get our oil to the market and look at all the different ways? Okay, is it by truck? Is it by rail? Or is it by pipeline? Pipeline off the charts is safer and cheaper, by the way, as well, but happens to be the cheapest and safest way to get oil to the market statistically. I mean, and I don't see people protesting the train trestle that takes, you know, Bakken crude over the very same body of water that they're concerned about and has a higher percentage of occurring. But it's sort of when you get into, you know, that's why I appreciate the facts and what you're laying out in the case for us today, Matt, because, you know, I think people of reasonable mind, they like that. They just want to know, okay, those are the stats that often don't break through when we have this conversation. And, you know, we could spend all day pointing out hypocrisy because there's plenty of it throughout. One more question for Matt before we let him go, and we'll have to do that on the other side of the break here on What's On Your Mind, and then we're going to chat with someone living in Naples, Florida. Not an address you want, given the last 48 hours, and more of your remembrances of 9/11, too. One more Steve Bannon cut coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically, that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tomorrow, we are at Big Iron.
Ooh.
I love being at Big Iron. It is so fun. And I haven't decided yet what I'm going to call home for a few days, but I'm guessing it'll be the cab of something fun. Some yellow iron. I know that. Our good friends from Butler Machinery will be hosting us all 3 days, so it should be a blast. Looking forward to it. Just wrap up our conversation with Matt Ramsey, President and Chief Operating Officer of Energy Transfer Partners. We were talking about the safety of the Dakota Access Pipeline most of the last couple of minutes there in our ongoing series on this radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the one component we haven't talked about is how that entire ordeal really caused the need for a lawsuit to be filed against Earth Justice and these other groups, Greenpeace, responsible for the eco-terrorism. Matt, why was that necessary?
Well, Scott, I think that the lawsuit that we filed against multiple defendants here, Greenpeace just being one of them, was something that we felt like that we really had to do. There have been some very, very serious damages to our company as a result of what went on out there. And while I really don't want to go into great detail with regard to that, because our lawyers have advised us that we would be better off not doing that, I will tell you that we felt compelled and to file the lawsuit because we felt like that we need the truth to come out. In some cases, the only way that the truth ever comes out is through the legal process. So we think it's necessary. If you go back and you read the petition, which you can, it's very detailed, it's very long, but I think it sets up a fact pattern that we think will ultimately prove out what really happened up here. So I'll leave it at that and ask people to take a hard look at what we said there, and, you know, we'll prove it up in federal court.
Matt, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Scott, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
The president of Energy Transfer Partners, Matt Ramsey, got to know Matt a little bit through this ordeal, and I'll tell you, he is Kelsey Warren, of course, the chairman of the organization, that entire team. Number one, they love North Dakota, and they're certainly committed to the long haul in North Dakota. And number two, they understand that the last year and some change was a very uncomfortable time for us as a result of that protest that was the epicenter of the extreme environmental movement, the eco-terrorists. And so I think that the nice thing is they plan to be here a long, long time. That partnership is going to last a long, long time, and that lawsuit, that could be game-changing. Change the whole political climate, because what those people were doing is taking their political views of not liking pipelines, not liking fossil fuels and saying, you know what? Let's stop it, regardless of the facts. And when that can happen, it's chilling, absolutely chilling. So we're thankful that that lawsuit might just be the ticket to get to the bottom so we can follow the money, what exactly happened in that whole ordeal. Appreciate that very much. All right. As I mentioned, I feel like there's some darn many things going on, but it's impossible not to say right here, right now, our friends in Florida, our fellow Americans, are going through a very challenging time. It's getting a little bit better in that the winds are coming down a little bit and all that, but we saw most of the horrific damage of Hurricane Harvey come after Hurricane Harvey. So we wonder there as well. And Irma has definitely hammered Florida. It's heading for Georgia. Nearly 6 million homes and businesses lost power. Just think of the impact of that. Our next guest is living through it, Dave King, who has a home in Battle Lake, Minnesota, and also resides most of the year in Naples, Florida, joins us by phone. Dave, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm good.
You're good despite the nightmare so far of Hurricane Irma?
Yeah, you know, it's an experience. I am from Battle Lake and have only moved down here recently, so experiencing a hurricane is something new for me, and I got quite an education over the last 48 hours.
So bring me through your range of emotions for you and your wife down there as you hear all the forecast, and do you stay, do you go, and kind of, the high points and the low points.
Well, a small consolation, if there is any good side of a hurricane, is you know it's coming. Unlike some tornadoes and major storms in the north states that you get. But, you know, we knew for a week that this storm was likely going to come to Florida. So I had a week to prepare my home and do all those things that you do to try to prepare against high winds and hurricane conditions. So having said that, I had all that done and in place. And you know, and then you sit around and you have to wait. You have to wait for the hurricane to get here, which that's kind of torturous in some respects because you really want it to be over with and so, as well. And so you wait. And then when it starts getting closer, then the winds pick up and the rain starts, the torrential rains. And that goes on for hours. I mean, literally, it goes on for 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes before the actual outer wall of the hurricane arrives at your location. And that gets to be a point where it's like, okay, enough. You know, let's get the thing to move on a little bit here. And not having experienced that, I guess I wasn't mentally prepared for sitting around and watching this 40, 50 mile an hour tropical storm conditions linger for so long. Then the hurricane hits, and when the hurricane hits, then it really changes. I live a little north of Naples, actually. Naples got really leveled. The Hurricane Eye came on, as we all know, down in Marco Island, and then came up into Naples. And I live about 50 miles north of Naples, ultimately, here. And by the time it got to us here, the storm had weakened dramatically. It was a Category 4 when it was down there in Naples, and it weakened to a Category 2 here. So what we saw was 75, 80, 90-mile-an-hour wind gusts and not quite that stuff that they had where it came on shore. So having said that, I guess we were very fortunate here. We essentially dodged a bullet, if you will. We were all prepared, every one of the models at the late stages of this hurricane said it was coming up the West Coast, and then where it was going to enter land was a question mark. And when it did finally enter land, it was south of us, and that was very fortunate for us here, unfortunate for those folks south of us. But it's dramatic. And then you start hearing about all of the after effects of the hurricane, the water tidal surges and things of that nature. We have a house on a canal down here, and those water surges are ultimately what we're told is the biggest danger of a hurricane, essentially. When you are talking about a wall of water coming through, and it doesn't come through like a tsunami, if you will. It comes through as a small raise in the water in increments until it gets to the woods quit pushing it ashore. They were predicting that we were supposed to get 6 to 10 foot elevations of water here, and they measure that on what they call on normal dry ground. I'm not quite sure exactly what normal dry ground elevation means, but I took it to mean that basically out here on the street in front of my home, put 10 feet of water on top of that, and that's what you're going to end up with, which would put my house half underwater. So we had that to deal with here. And when you live in these neighborhoods down here on these canals, there's only a few streets that kind of go in and out because the traffic flows are really directed a lot by the waterways around you. So you got to be careful on your escape routes when something like this occurs. So my wife and I, prior to the storm actually getting here, it was probably yesterday morning, or late morning, early afternoon, made the conscious choice that we need to leave because if this Category 4 hurricane hits us directly, there's going to be debris, trees down, houses, everything in these roads, the few roads that lead in and out of divisions, that are going to be blocked, and we're not going to be able to leave, and then we're expected to get this 10-foot wall of water to come through here. So, I mean, there's a lot of emotional things that go through here. You have to decide that it's, okay, it's time to leave, go to high ground, and then see what's left when you get back, or try to stay in place and shelter in place, which, I don't know, with that kind of water that was predicted, it just wasn't a choice we were willing to make. So we vacated. We went to high ground. Ultimately, during that course of the hurricane coming at us, it weakened enough where we were able to determine that it was probably feasible for us to get back to our home. And then we rode out the rest of the storm, the last half of it, at our house. And the water did not come up 6 to 10 feet as they were predicting because of the weakening of the storm. We saw probably about a 3 foot above high tide levels here, which brought it up over seawalls and stuff like that, but it wasn't anything threatening the home. So
it's not very often that you hear somebody say, "We dodged the bullet. We only got 90 mile an hour winds."
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's pretty incredible. We did well. We only had 90 mile an hour winds. Yeah, we got our easy.
Yeah, that is, if there's any humor to be had in that, that is very, that's a true statement. We did dodge the bullet at 90 miles an hour.
Wow.
I looked at a lot of those reports on in Naples and Marco Island, and 130, 140 is dramatically different. So
how's the emotional side of it been, Dave? Just, you know, knowing that battle's coming. I mean, like you said, it's a good thing that you get that notice, but boy, oh boy, your heart's got to be pounding through that. And then it comes just emotionally. How has it been for you and your wife?
Well, that's interesting because we were talking about that this morning. We're both sitting around here feeling like we got the flu coming on here. And I think that's basically stress. The last 48 hours of stress, wondering if our house is going to stay, if we can stay out of peril and not be consumed by a hurricane. And, you know, that does create inner stress. And I think it finally is starting to come out today now that we've got a nice, bright, sunny day today now. And it's dramatically different from yesterday. But yeah, it's emotional. It is emotional. I mean, you try to deal with it. You try to move on. You try to make sure you're safe. But I think inside you're still turning, and things like that have a way of affecting you emotionally. So it's something I hadn't quite expected. Interesting. I used to tell people when I moved to Florida that I want to experience a hurricane. I never had that opportunity, and well, I'm not so sure that was a good idea either.
Yeah, you can check that box. You got that one off the bucket list for sure. No.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly right.
What last quick question here? I got about a minute left, less than a minute actually, Dave, but. I'm curious about, you know, buying a home down there. You probably were looking for quote unquote hurricane proof. Did your home end up being hurricane proof? How did you do damage wise?
Well, our house was built 12 years ago, so it was built after the latest hurricane codes. So we've got a lot of those added protections built into this house. And then the folks that owned it before us, they put on some real good hurricane shutter systems. Some of them are electric closed shutters, and some of them are crank closed. And then there's the corrugated panels that you put on your windows. But every window, every door, every any crook and nook and cranny of this house is protected against those driving winds with these hurricane shutters. So I felt relatively comfortable that my house would survive the heavy winds, but it's the water. You can't get away from the water. There's no amount of sandbags that I could have brought into this place to try to protect it against a 10-foot wall of water. So, yeah, the structure I felt confident in, but the aftermath is what I was worried most about.
And you have water damage in your home now?
No. The water came up to the top of our seawall out here, which is probably an elevation about 3 feet below the level.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you dodged the bullet, haha. But still, a lot of folks down in Florida to pray for. And Dave, incredible story. Thanks for sharing it with us. We appreciate it. Okay.
You bet, Scott. Have a good afternoon.
You bet. Take care. Hat tip, by the way, to our friends at Hot Spring Spas for telling us about Dave, too. He has one of those great Hot Spring Spas at his place in Battle Lake. And, of course, I have one in my backyard. You should, too. More coming up.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
We love our listeners, and we love them even more when they pick up the phone and call us, and we love celebrating with the help of our, celebrating them, I should say, and the great calls and comments we hear from our listeners. Thanks to our good friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. If you're in the oil business, you know that. You just say, hey, turnkey well site services, forget it. Let's just get a pro in here. 406-250-8151. Eric, that's his cell phone. On his hip, on the job now. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all. Here's a call to celebrate. Paul, what's on your mind?
I believe Trump, he's a winner. He's always has been a winner. And he's going to look at the midterm elections and find out the people that's going to support him and help them get elected so that he can get his vision pushed through. I really think he's going to do it, really, really be successful at it. So he's a deal maker. You know, he doesn't like, you know, losing. So he's going to find a way to get his agenda going. So I'm behind him 100%.
See, there's a caller that nailed it. The first sentence he said about Trump was, Trump's the winner. Trump's the winner. Why is he a winner? Partly because of people like Steve Bannon, who we've been talking about today on the program, and we're going to talk about with Chris Berg of 630 Point of View in just a moment. But this poor fellow's been waiting a while. Bill and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind about that hurricane down in Florida.
Well, I have a son. My wife and I have a son down in Florida. He's a department store manager or chain store. And he lives 15 miles west of Tampa. And he also dodged a bullet like that prior gentleman that was on your radio show. And the only damage he had, first of all, his house is only 8 years old and it's updated with all the latest requirements that they have now for building hurricane houses. And he's also, the only damage he had was the few shingles and the bird cage. That's the cage that goes over top of the outdoor swimming pool. So geese and ducks and whatever that doesn't land in there. And
pretty darn fortunate. Prayer answered there for sure. That's great. Thanks for sharing. Tell us, keep us updated rather on how they're doing down there, Bill, but I appreciate the update very much. And interesting to hear from everybody. Chris Berg of 630 Point of View is here. It's just amazing. Chris and I obviously are in the business of, being, in my case, a talk show host, in case of his case, a television host. And our job is to talk about what is newsworthy and important in the news. And we have like 1 million choices a day here of late. Don't we? It's just unbelievable.
You can't keep up, man. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And 9/11, a prime example. I mean, it's impossible not to remember 9/11. We had somebody call earlier and say media is not doing enough to cover it. I assume a lot of that's related to the hurricane. What's your best memory of 9/11, Chris?
Best memory?
Oof. Worst memory? What sticks with you today? What do you think of on 9/11 16 years later?
You know, what came up for me this morning when I was, thinking about it, and then I saw the images again, and just how raw the emotions were for me, seeing those pictures and hearing the people in the news try to explain, what's happening, and just the angst and the hurt and the anger even that came over me again this morning, and just how raw those emotions still are after seeing those Twin Towers get hit, trying to go after a Pentagon. And just, you always go back to, gosh, could we have done something differently? Could we have done something better? It's hard to live with that.
It is. 9/11, we do remember. If nothing else, get a flag out there today, folks. That's one way to do
Amen.
It. In the middle of all the hurricane coverage and everything else, for some reason, I remember to turn the TV over to CBS 60 Minutes and watch Steve Bannon. I'm glad I did because I honestly haven't spent a lot of time. I mean, I know the Steve Bannon story, but beyond that, I don't ever watch an interview with him, see a speech. I was really impressed. And I'm going to play a clip. I want your reaction. You'd think that Steve Bannon and Donald Trump would be going to Washington, D.C. to take on Democrats and liberals, right? They've got a bigger battle. Listen to this.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact we have to face.
The Republican establishment.
The Republican establishment.
Wants to nullify the 2016 election.
Trying to nullify the 2016 election.
Oh.
Absolutely. I think Mitch McConnell, to a degree, Paul Ryan. They do not want Donald Trump's populist, economic, nationalist agenda to be implemented. It's very obvious. It's obvious as night follows day.
Give me a story that illustrates that.
Well, Mitch McConnell, when we first met him, I mean, he said, I think, in one of the first meetings in Trump Tower with the president, as we're wrapping up, he basically says, I don't want to hear any more of this drain the swamp talk.
Oh, yeah, talk to the president like that. Unbelievable. So 30 seconds. What do you make of that?
That's it. I mean, that was the shot across the bow last week when he did the deal with, as Trump says, Chuck and Nancy. It was to say, look, if you guys are going to drag your feet, you told me, and Bannon said this very well, you told me you're going to get health care repealed and replaced by April, by Easter break. Hasn't happened. We still haven't had one major legislative accomplishment at this point. So if you guys are going to drag your feet, fine. I'm not an ideologue. I'll go work with Chuck and Nancy, get stuff done, get some positive press, and get reelected in 2020.
Yeah, it's something to pay attention to, folks. I would, first of all, I didn't care much for Charlie Rose because he was like doing battle, and I've never known any other CBS person to go do battle with some senior advisor to the president. It's to ask him questions and get answers, right? But why are you doing battle with him? But Bannon was up to the task. It was pretty extraordinary. It was something to see. Check it out. We'll be talking more about it, I'm sure, in the days and weeks to come. What are you talking about on Point of View tonight?
Tonight we're talking about Bannon Plus. I've got Mayor Mahoney and Minnesota DNR Commissioner Tom Land. We're talking about this diversion decision from last week.
That's a big one, too. And a pause right now, probably just a short pause, but a pause from the
court. My friend. We'll see.
See you, Chris. Chris Berg, 630 Point of View. Watch on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Lord
right
Vince
here.
From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is comparison to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.